The word today is repentance. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The 51st Psalm of the Old Testament is a prayer of repentance by David. He was guilty of murder and adultery and didn't feel that he needed to repent. But when God sent Nathan to confront him, he finally repented and regained the joy in his relationship with God. Here to review this story for us is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Repentance.
Last week we talked about repentance. It was the theme of the entire message we were looking at, which was Psalm 51. I hope and now that you've had the chance to look up Psalm 51 and read it through. It is such a beautiful psalm. No doubt it was written about the time in David's life after he had finally repented of his sin of adultery with Bathsheba, and after he had committed murder by getting Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, murdered in the front line of their military army. And God finally sent a prophet by the name of Nathan. You can read about all this in the second book of Samuel. Begin somewhere around chapter 10, 11 in there, and you will see the entire story unfolding before you. Well, the repentance that is needed to bring the joy back into the life of a child of God is the sin separates us from God. And of course, that's why Jesus Christ, God's Son, came and suffered and died on the cross in our place so that we could have this forgiveness through Him. And that's what restores us in our relationship to God the Father, that we have forgiveness and that things are right again, and that's when the joy returns. So I want to urge you, by the way, if you're looking at Psalm 51, take a look at some of the verses. They are so beautiful, like verse 8, where David says, "Let me hear the sounds of joy and of gladness again." See, he has been crushed by God because he refuses to repent. And so God is disciplining him and reminding him, you better repent, things are not right. And finally, David does repent, and he recognizes the joy that comes again as God forgives him and restores him. Look at verse 10. "Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a new and loyal spirit in me." See, and verse 12, you can take that entire section, which is a beautiful, beautiful reminder of the joy that comes back into the life of a Christian. As a matter of fact, one of the simplest ways to evaluate how good you're doing on the subject of repentance is to ask yourself, am I a sourpuss, sad sack Christian? Then there's obviously something very wrong, because there's something very negative going on in your life to keep you from having the joy that Christ wants you to have. On the other hand, if you're in daily repentance, and I don't mean just like once a day, I'm talking about all the time, you recognize a sin is just committed, and you immediately come to God and say, "Oh God, please forgive me for that. I lost my control there. I lost emotional stability there," or whatever the problem is, the lusting or the bad language or whatever. Ask immediately for God's healing and restoration, and the joy will return. As a matter of fact, the theme of repentance is such a major theme throughout the Bible. Whenever the children of Israel were having a problem, the prophets would be sent. This is the major reason why a prophet came on the scene. God would send them to remind the people, you need to repent and get right with God. The reason you're losing the war, or the reason things are going bad for you, is that you haven't repented. You need to repent and turn to God. By the way, I have a strong feeling that this is what God expects of His people in the Christian church around the world. If things are not going well in your country or in your land or in your home or in your house or in your life, it's because things are not right with God. Repent of any sin. Come and confess your sins. I believe we even need to confess sins that we're not aware of, not even conscious of. I believe there are all kinds of things that hinder us in our relationship with God, and the simplest and most wonderful way is through Jesus Christ to come, ask for his forgiveness, ask for his restoration, and a new strength in your life spiritually set you war against Satan so that you are opposed to him and his will and not just conforming to whatever he suggests. In the book of Acts, by the way, if you know the Acts of the Apostles and you've been reading around it, you know that in the 9th chapter, the guy by the name of Saul is converted and his new name is given to him. He is then called Paul. And you recall that when Paul was reviewing his life, he knew that he had sinned against God. He was aware of that. He was an enemy of the church, as a matter of fact. You remember he was on the way to Damascus at the time of his conversion when God came and intervened in his life and brought him to faith and made him a child of God. It was a turning around. That's what it means. Repentance is changing your mind or turning around, going in a new direction. And Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christians, and then God simply turned him around, knocked him off his horse. It's a marvelous review if you haven't thought lately about how Paul was converted. Take a look at the last part of the 9th chapter of the book of Acts in the New Testament. At any rate, take a look at some of the thoughts that I'd like to share with you here and review them in your life with your family members. And keep in mind how desperately Satan wants to rob you of your joy. We need happy Christians. We need faith-filled Christians. We need joy-filled Christians. So don't ever take sin lightly. Don't ever think, well, it's just a little sin, or some sort of a little white sin. There is no such thing as a white sin. It is all heavy, dark, evil sin that the devil tries to delude us with to thinking that it's not so bad. It caused the death of Jesus Christ, and it's serious. So we need to come to him and ask his forgiveness. Satan tries to keep us from repenting because as long as he can make us think it's distasteful or negative, then we won't be trying to do it. So learn that repentance brings joy and peace of mind and happiness, and it'll be a whole new experience for you. You know, Martin Luther was asked once, what do you do with a person who doesn't feel like repenting? Now, Martin Luther could be very caustic and very direct in his speaking sometimes. And he said, well, first of all, if you run into a person like that, it was during a discussion of Holy Communion. And somebody said, well, Dr. Martin Luther, what would you say to a person who didn't feel like repenting and didn't feel like they didn't need the Lord's Supper? Well, Luther wanted to make a big point of it. And so he said, well, first of all, ask that person to thrust their hand into their bosom. Open their shirt, put their hand where their heart is, and double check to see if it's still beating. You see how strong his words were. He said, now, if the heart isn't beating, then you don't need to take step two because the guy's dead and it's already too late. But if the heart is beating and is alive, then confront that person with the law of God. Luther knew the Ten Commandments. And he said, if they can look at the holy will of God and say, but I haven't done any of these things wrong and I haven't sinned against any of this and I've done everything right, well, you're talking to a total idiot then. Because anyone would immediately say, no, I have not kept these rules. No, I have not done everything that I should. And I need God's forgiveness. In comparison to God's holy will and God's holy law, I am desperately, desperately a sinner, and I need his forgiveness. I hope that if there's anyone listening that thinks they can earn the will of God somehow by what they do, or in some way earn merit with God as though they can get forgiveness for their own sin, my goodness, that would sure be not only stupid, I mean, that would be very, very ignorant, because, you know, I haven't ever met anyone, I don't think, that thinks they're that good, that think, oh boy, I can save myself. Well, that's pretty sick. There's no way you can get rid of your own sin. That's why you need a Savior. If you could pay for your own sin, you wouldn't need a Savior. Isn't that rather clear and obvious? The fact that we cannot get rid of our own sin. You know, even if you could get rid of a list of things, what about every day, every moment? What about everything you should be doing and aren't doing? Those are also sins. There's no way we can be justified in the eyes of God. Our sin, and that's true of every human being that has ever lived or ever will live, there's a complete and total need of a regeneration, a renewal, a restoration of our relationship to God through repentance. And that's called forgiveness. God forgives us and takes away our sins. That's how we're renewed. That's how the joy returns. That's how we find a new relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. So I'm urging you, let David be an example to you. If you're trying to get by life just by not repenting, you're not getting very far. And you will continue to feel desperate and lonely and separated from God. In fact, people that get that proud and get that haughty usually don't have friends with anybody. They're not only not right with God, they're not right with their fellow man, and not even right with themselves, quite frankly. So learn to repent. Ask God's forgiveness. Ask His help. And let Him put a new spirit in you, a new joy, a new fellowship with Him and other Christians. And if you're getting away from sin, realize you're going to have to pay for it somehow. Repent of it. God will forgive you and restore you. Christ paid for your sins and has offered you the gift of eternal life, salvation with God in heaven eternally without end. So repent of your sins and enjoy a relationship with God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the free booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Spirit. The birth of the church was a miraculous event when God sent the Holy Spirit to those first disciples, and their lives were changed forever. That same life-changing power is available today to everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.